There is a considerable inter-individual variation in response to statin therapy, and one-third of patients do not meet their treatment goals. We aim to identify differentially expressed genes that might be involved in the effects of statin treatment and to suggest potential markers to guide statin therapy. 46 healthy Korean subjects received atorvastatin. Their whole genome expression profiles and peripheral blood were analyzed before and after atorvastatin administration in relation with changes in lipid profiles. The expression patterns of the differentially expressed genes were also compared with the data of familiar hypercholesterolemia patients and controls. Pairwise comparison analyses revealed differentially expressed genes involved in diverse biological processes and molecular functions related with immune responses. Dimensional analysis allows us to change the units used to express a value. For instance, it allows us to convert between volume expressed in liters and volume expressed in gallons. The following video gives a brief overview of dimensional analysis, including conversion between the amount of a substance expressed in number of molecules and the amount of a substance expressed in moles of molecules. For a text version of this movie, click on more info below. The diagnosis of cancer in a child or teenager can be a devastating blow to parents and other family members who love the child. Cancer creates an instant crisis in the family. At Seattle Children's, we provide information to help parents of children with cancer know what to expect. Here, we offer suggestions on topics such as coping with the diagnosis, dealing with the financial and insurance issues, and nutrition for children with cancer. Each clinical trial offers its own opportunities and risks, but most have some things in common. For the most part, clinical trials have some of the same potential benefits. You might help others who have the same condition in the future by helping to advance cancer research. You could have access to treatment that's not otherwise available, which might be safer or work better than current treatment options. Gardasil is a vaccine indicated in girls and women 9 through 26 years of age for the prevention of the following diseases caused by human papillomavirus types included in the vaccine: genital warts, condyloma cumanata, caused by HPV type 6 and 11, cervical intraepithelial neoplasia, grade 2-3, and cervical adenocarcinoma in situ. Methods of administration: for intramuscular use only, shake well before use. Thorough agitation immediately before administration is necessary to maintain suspension of the vaccine. Gardasil should not be diluted or mixed with other vaccines. After thorough agitation, Gardasil is a white, cloudy liquid. Parenteral drug products should be inspected visually for particulate matter and discoloration prior to administration. Do not use the product if particulates are present or if it appears discolored. Syncope has been reported following vaccination with Gardasil and may result in falling with injury. Observation for 15 minutes after administration is recommended.